West in the past. When you're playing quarterback and you're making throws, you so often have so much to process. And one of the things I suppose is that you take the health of these guys in your hands. How hard is that responsibility?
Yeah, because you hate to see you throw the ball to a position where your player, certainly one of your receivers, is in a vulnerable position. So it gets tough, you know, and you know, you always try to gauge, you know, how close the defender is and his ability to close on the ball and so forth. But it's just, yeah, it's a real hard thing for a quarterback.
I'm not insinuating anything about you not taking care or any injuries that have happened as a result. It's just, can you play your position with that in mind that, I want to do this? Do you allow that to enter in?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I mean, you know, when the defender's in certain positions where you can't throw your guy, I mean, you never want to throw into you know, a certain zone where a guy's, you know, just eyeing you and lining your receiver up, and then, you know, it's a big blow up. You know, there's a lot of times it's outbreaking routes, and there's a corner that's sitting outside, and they come, you know, from the outside in and you know, hit your receiver. So you never really want to do that. We talk about that all the time. And I think it's obviously, as a contact sport, guys are going to get hit. You hate to see, you know, one of your guys, you know, take hits. And I do think they should change, you know, some of those rules with the with those defenseless receivers. I don't think there's anything different than a chop block. I mean, everyone else has their legs protected, you know, in the NFL. Quarterbacks get their legs protected. Defensive linemen get their legs protected. Linebackers get their legs protected. You know, I don't see why a defenseless receiver shouldn't get his legs protected either, so. Maybe that's something they look at in offseason.
Tom, have you figured out the officiating? You were angry about it Sunday night. You're still miffed about it Monday, saying you couldn't figure out why you weren't getting the calls like you had in the past. Some are speculating that the Patriots and you may not get the officials' ear as much as you had in past years for reasons of recent history. What do you think?
You got a great voice, man. It's pretty amazing.
Speaking of words, though, Tom.
Yeah. Yeah, we're just going to try to do our job. You know, we'll let them do the officiating. Coach talks to those guys all the time, and he tries to fill us in on the conversations he has so that we know when we're out there. But
you talk to them, too, in your voice that they hear, and you were quite angry about it Sunday night. And Monday saying you didn't think you were...
That was only like a three-hour difference between after the game and when I talked on the radio the next morning. So it was probably the same level of emotion that I was going through after the game. So I've calmed down a little bit. And, you know, we've moved on from that game because we've, you know, we're facing a great opponent this week in the Eagles. And, you know, we're going to have to be at our best.
You guys have the ability to bounce back after losses over the course of your career. This team, you know, has rarely lost back-to-back games. Why is that in your mind, and how badly do you want to get right back out on the field?
Yeah, I think we all want to get back out there because it's been a long time since we lost a meaningful game, and it just sucks. So I'm glad we're not in a position, you know, where where it is always hard to win, especially going on the road against good teams, and you got to play really well. And you know, when that game ends, you got to, as fast as you can, turn the page and move on. So we got to move on with, obviously, some different challenges, whether that's personnel-related, whether that's, you know, scheme-related. You know, every week presents different challenges, and I think you as a player, you just have to start every week with a fresh slate and try to go out and give... You really put everything you can into it, you know, 100% of your energy and emotion, and then you go out and try to do it again. So,
hey, Tom, with so much offensive production missing from your lineup, do you have to adjust your thinking about what you can try to do versus what is reasonable to do?
I think, you know, that's a lot what the coaches try to do on Mondays and Tuesdays is figure out, scheme-wise, how we're going to try to move the ball down the field. So you're right, it does take on a little bit of a different approach when certain guys are missing, because it's just pretty natural for you to do as an offense, because different guys have different skill sets. When a certain player's in there, you may do a real, something really well, and then when he goes out, another guy who goes in a position might do something else well, and you try to do those things. So I think it's just a concerted effort by everybody, the coaches and the players, to try to, get to the things that we're good at versus the things that they're not good at, which is obviously a big challenge. And it's not easy to do over the course of 16 weeks. That's why it's hard to win every week, because every week changes, and the availability of players change and schemes change, and it's always very challenging.
The loss on Sunday to the Broncos was pretty rare. It's not too often that you guys don't close out a lead like that. So just curious, how much is execution in the fourth quarter and concentration and mental toughness? How much is that going to be a little bit extra focused this week?
I think those are playing for 60 minutes against good opponents. I mean, you have to do that. So, but it's this week, and you can't just play 45 good minutes or 30 good minutes. Some weeks you get away with it, and I'd say you get lucky. Most of the time you got to play to the end and hope that you play with concentration, you play with all the energy and focus all the way until the game ends. I mean, if you don't, then, one play changes games, and, that was just one of those situations last week where we didn't play as well as we would have liked to for 60 minutes, and, we get an opportunity this week to do that. So it's a good team that's got a lot of guys coming back. They have their own challenges that they present to us, and we're going to have to do a good job.
Tom, Dan just said he feels pretty good and hopes to get back out on Sunday. How much are you happy about having a guy like that back, especially with all the injuries on the offense?
Well, that would be great. I mean, we'll see, how that goes throughout the week. So Danny always tells me that, so he always feels good. He's a tough guy, Danny's a warrior, man.
Are we in a new world of information sharing, that even the Patriots changed the Patriot way? We hear from people tweeting. Rob even tweeted about his injury, which you wouldn't have thought you'd have in past years. And the Patriots themselves putting out a statement that was lengthier. Do you think between Twitter and a brand new world, is something different here in Foxborough?
In Foxborough.
Do you feel more comfortable sharing information?
Do you think other players?
Definitely not. No, I think things always evolve and change. I think naturally as a person, you evolve and change over time based on the experiences, the life experiences that you have. Hopefully we all evolve and change in different ways based on your own experiences. So maybe there's a bit of change in Foxborough. Who knows?
You were surprised to see Grant tweeting a video of his own talk about that?
I didn't pay attention to it, truthfully, so I was pretty busy yesterday getting caught up on the Eagles stuff. So thank you.